In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as your religion. The Almighty has spoken the truth. Preface to the first edition. Come to a common word. The chaos we witness in the world today stems from many reasons, all of which trace back to a single fundamental cause: the gap between the advancement of experimental science and the backwardness of human morality. Modern experimental science has reduced the diverse manifestations of matter that fill the universe to a single origin. Unless human morality rises to the same level and also converges into a single origin, the harmony between the natural environment and human life will remain incomplete. Otherwise, the present disorder will continue to threaten human existence on this planet, initially with weakness and inadequacy, and ultimately with extinction and obliteration. Material science. To understand experimental science, listen to the words of the distinguished Arab scientist, Dr. Ahmed Zaki, in his book, With God in the Sky, contained in the chapter entitled, If the Universe Were to Unravel, Let Us Return to the Universe. Herein listed are the elements of the earth and its compounds, which constitute everything found within it. Its creator built it from these three building blocks: electrons, protons, and neutrons. We discussed the planets and said that their elements are the same as those of the earth. We discussed the stars and said that their elements are the same as those of the earth. Whether they are stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way, or stars in galaxies so distant that light traveling towards them would take hundreds of millions of years to reach the Earth. Thus, the entire universe consists of elements among these 90 elements. Thus, the entire universe is made up of those three building blocks. If we were to command the Earth to unravel, command the bodies of humans, animals, plants, and rocks on this Earth, the rocks of other planets, and every gas of the sun, and every gas of all the stars, whether near or far, in summary, if we commanded everything in existence to dissolve, it would result in three enormous heaps of electrons, protons, and neutrons. Is there any meaning of unity more profound than this? And we say three building blocks, but are they really three? At the same time that matter is reduced to three building blocks, scientists are reducing all forces to a single origin: light, heat, X-rays, radio waves, gamma rays, and every type of radiation. All of these are merely different manifestations of a single force, which is electromagnetic force. They all travel at the same speed, differing only in their wavelengths. Matter is these three building blocks, and the forces are interconnected waves. Then Einstein comes along with his special theory of relativity and equates matter with forces. He states that matter and forces are one and the same. Experiments validated his claim, and a final experiment confirmed it in a resounding manner: the splitting of the atom in the uranium bomb. Matter and forces are therefore one and the same. What remains of the entities in this universe? What remains are gravity, the bond that unites the entire universe, space, and time. Einstein attempts to unify them and bind them together. In his general theory of relativity, he combines space and time, making them a continuous, inseparable entity. In his new theory, the unified field theory, Einstein seeks to prove that electromagnetic forces, manifested in light, heat, and all forms of radiation, are the same as gravitational forces. And when I say the same, I do not mean identical, but rather that in the depths of natural reality, they are interconnected. Einstein said, "The theoretical spirit of the world cannot tolerate the existence of two forms of forces that do not converge in the unified existence, one form for gravitational forces and another for electromagnetic forces." Thus, complexity dissolves, intricacy simplifies, and the truths concealed behind various phenomena begin to resemble and align, all converging into one stream, the grand unity that pervades the entire universe. But has humanity fully grasped this? Humanity still wonders. What lies beyond all this? Even if humans find answers to some of the how questions, they continue to ask why. And they do so with intellectual apprehension and religious reverence. Einstein said, "The most profound and beautiful emotion we can experience is the sensation of the mystical. It is the core of all true science. Anyone who cannot feel this wonder is as good as dead. It is a mystery that we cannot penetrate, an obscurity whose light we cannot illuminate. Yet we sense that behind it lies something of utmost wisdom and supreme beauty, a wisdom and beauty that our limited minds can only comprehend in their rudimentary forms. This awareness of wisdom and this perception of beauty in all its majesty constitutes the essence of worship. Einstein, the greatest scientist of our age, someone who had every reason to reject belief if science indeed called for disbelief, and who had every reason to overlook mentioning God, much like many Western scientists and their imitators in the East have done, said, "The religious feeling of the scientist investigating the universe is the strongest and noblest motive for scientific research." And he added, "My religion is the humble admiration of the illimitable superior spirit who reveals himself in the slight details we are able to perceive with our frail and feeble minds." That deeply emotional conviction of the presence of a superior reasoning power, which is revealed in the incomprehensible universe, forms my idea of God. Thus concludes the words of the esteemed scientist, Dr. Ahmed Zaki.